Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We are excited about that which the Lord is doing as we prepare ourselves in this prayer summit to hear of the riches and the goodness of the Lord. We are entering into the prayer chamber where those individuals are praying and beseeching the Lord. And so as we prepare for prayer, this prayer summit is all about praying for our leaders and praying for those in authority over us. We want to take the opportunity to invite you in your homes and in the sanctuary at any time to partake of Holy Communion. Those that are in their homes, use your personal communion kits as an act of worship and fellowship. We encourage you to go into your prayer chamber or that quiet place where you and the Lord meet for as an act of intimacy. We also want to encourage you to do foot washing. And if you can't do foot washing, wash your hands. And so it is set up in the sanctuary to one moment. So we just want to encourage you to engage in those acts of worship. Again, foot washing, Holy Communion, and quiet prayer, intercessory prayer and supplication with the Lord. So as we continue to go forward in this prayer experience, again, today is Wednesday. We will be hosting this today in conjunction with Christ Apostolic Network and other churches, Grace in Washington and in Toledo. Harvest will be in a shut-in on Friday evening. And so churches all around Agape, Apostle Archbishop Archibald on the north side of Chicago, hosting prayer. So we're praying all around, praying for leaders, those in government, and for our cities. And so we have some principles, about 26 or so principles that we want to be able to share with you today. And not just principles, but just more in terms of prayer focus. And we're going to definitely share scripture out of Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 17th verse, 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 1st through the 3rd verses, Romans 13, Proverbs 29 and 2, and 2 Chronicles 7, 14. So we just encourage you, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, to find that quiet place to retreat before the Lord and with the Lord as we move forward. And so we're not able to interject the music, but we are going to try to provide some sounds of worship for you at this time. And so we have some information that we want to be able to share with you, the write-up or just the meaning behind hand washing, why we have chosen this first prayer watch as we are consecrating ourselves in the ministry of prayer this year, going through the prayer watches, giving the month of January to the first prayer watch. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Minister April will share the meaning behind hand washing and the first prayer watch for the next speaking voice you will hear will be that of Minister April Young.
Hand washing is an expression of sanctification derived from the requirement of the priest before going into the tabernacle. They were to cleanse their hands at the bronze laver. The bronze laver stood between the altar of sacrifice and the door to the holies. It was made of bronze mirrors brought by the women of the children of Israel at the building of the tabernacle. The mirror was to reflect the image of the priest as they were cleansed by the water before communion with God and service to man, reminding them of the ministry they were set aside for. Exodus 30, verse 17 through 21 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'You shall also make a laver of bronze with its base of bronze for washing, and you shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet from it. When they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water so that they will not die, or when they approach the altar to minister by offering up in smoke a fire sacrifice to the Lord, so they shall wash their hands.'" Again, that was Exodus 30, verses 17 through 21. Psalms 24, verses 3 and 4 tells us, "And who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." In the New Testament, God's word is referred to as the laver. When Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:26b, "As Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word." The Greek word used for washing in this text means laver. So the text in Greek would be "having washed her by the laver of water with the word." Hand washing is used as a reminder to us of the need to come to that place by the laver, to be cleansed by the word God, before coming to the presence of God, or to minister to man on behalf of God. Whether it be a hand of service and ministry, hand in prayer and intercessory, or hands lifted in an offering of sacrifice and praise, James exhorts us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands. Much the same as when Christ tells us before we partake of Holy Communion to examine ourselves. Let us also be found in the Word so that we will be sanctified and cleansed by it as we enter his presence with our work and our worship. And also, during this time, for the month of January, we are observing the first prayer watch from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this is considered the first watch of the night, or the early night watch, in which we silence the enemy. This is a time in which we pray and silence all the voices or curses of the enemies on our life, our family, the church, the city, and the nation. During this time, witches start flying, going around the precincts of the city in Psalm 59, because they intend to take hold of the gate of the day. We must possess the gate of our new day. Otherwise, it will be the enemies possessing them, releasing curses on our days. This is a time to release judgment on the wicked, because this is a time we have the evening tide, in line with Isaiah 17, verses 12 through 14, and Psalms 59. We need to release and proclaim into the new day God's blessings, changing the environment or spiritual equation in our life, family, church, city, and nation. also during this time is a period for covenant renewal with God. It was the watch during which Jesus broke bread with his covenant between God and Israel. It is a time to appropriate the provisions in the blood covenant. Every covenant you have with God can be renewed at this time. This is also a time for the nature of the Lamb of God, as in Revelation 5, and this talks about the ability to do what others cannot. Behold the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is able to break every yoke and the seals and open the title deed of the universe, power, wealth, strength, wisdom, honor, glory, and blessings. Humility is the greatest secret of his strength. That is the reason why, during this watch, he tied the towel around his waist and washed his disciples' feet. Leadership is service. And also during this watch, this is a time for preservation of the fruits of your life, especially the fruits of the body. Every executive and leader can begin to pray for every project he starts to live out its divinely ordained lifespan.
We thank Minister April for sharing that information with us. We ask that you now enjoy the ministry of music as those in the sanctuary will partake of the Lord's Supper of washing of hands and going forth to the throne of mercy.
Yes.
Amen. I pray that you enjoy excerpts of that song, Holy, 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 as it was. I pray that it ministers peace, health, and life unto you. As we continue on with this, I want to be able to share, again, our focus on this evening is praying for those in authority, and so we want to be able to share some scripture with you. Proverbs 29 and 2 say, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the... Excuse me? 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the third verse. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the third verse says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our God and Savior. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, but if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. We read for you Proverbs 29:2, 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the first and through the third verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14 for your reading. And so we just want to take this opportunity now just to lift up those individuals in authority according to these three passages of Scripture. And so we're going to just ask Prophet Connie if she'll pray according to Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before the throne of grace, Father God, thanking you for this day and praising you for this prayer summit, Father God, we thank you now, Father God. We are praying for those that are in authority according to Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice, and when the wicked is in authority, they will moan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch every person that you have put in authority, Father God, that your righteousness shall ring in this land, Father God, and so your people can rejoice, Father God. We thank you for it now, Father God. We praise you and glorify you, Father God. And then, Father God, we ask you to reveal, Father God, those that are in authority that are wickedness, Father God, that are causing your people to moan, Father God. We ask you to reveal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, tear down the stronghold of the devil, Father God, that have built itself against your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you now for it. Oh, glory, 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 that you are already doing it now, Father God. You are revealing, Father God. You are making everything straight, Father God. You're making that crooked way straight, Father God. And we just say thank you now, Father God. There's no more hiding places anymore. They can't hide, Father God. They have to be brought. They are being brought to the light now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the government all over the land, Father God, every person that is in authority that is doing wickedness, Father God, you are breaking down those strongholds that they have power, that they think they have power over your people. So we thank you now. Oh, glory, 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 that you are breaking down the strongholds now, Father God, that this year, Father God, will will reveal, you will reveal many, 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 Father God, that are acts that has been done in the dark. You say what is done in the dark shall be brought to the light. So we thank you now, Father God. Oh, we praise you and we glorify you. Even those, Father God, the righteous, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're going to raise them up and you're going to lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the power of God will manifest in every church, Father God, hallelujah, in every building, in every faction of the government, Father God, in every school, Father God, in every institution, Father God, you're going to show your righteousness and it shall come like a bright morning star, Father God, tearing down the stronghold of the enemy. So we thank you now, Father God, that Proverbs, your word, Proverbs will come to the light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that people will see and know without a shadow of doubt that you are still in control. You are still over each and every word of your word. You watch over your word. Your word will not fall to the ground and will not lie there. It will bring up a seed and it will come forth like a bright morning star, Father God. So we thank you now, Father God. The wickedness should cease, Father God. And you'll say, it's just in the high places, Father God. But we know that you are there to tear down the high places of the strong man. We thank you now, Father God, that your word will be ministrate in this land. Your word, Father God, will penetrate in this land. Your word, Father God, will be meditated on this in this land, Father God, not just sometime, but all the time, day and night, that the righteous shall come forth, Father God. And we thank you now, Father God. We are here to bow down and we are here to worship you because you are God. You are in authority. You are over each and every person, Father God, and you will not let your people be destroyed, Father God. And so we say thank you now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. We bless you, Father. We glorify you and we honor you. According to the word of the Lord that was found in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 1st through the 3rd verse, we will have prayer led by Minister April.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening, God, thanking you, God, for this time together, God. God, as we're lifting up each and every leader, God, over our nations, God, over our city, God, over our church, oh God. We pray, God, for all those who are in authority, oh God. God, we ask you, God, to move upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for wisdom, oh God, for our leadership, oh God, for those that are in authority, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for your favor, for your grace, and for your mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to move right now, God, throughout this city, oh God, throughout this nation, oh God, throughout this land, oh God. God, we are in need of you, oh God. We are in need of you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we exhort you, God. We lift you up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, to show your hand strong and mighty, oh, God, on behalf of this nation, oh, God. God, we lift up the city of Chicago, oh, God, and all those that are in authority over the city of Chicago. We lift up the leadership of Labor to Christ Ministries, oh, God. We lift up our apostle, God, and all those pastors and bishops, those prophets that fall up under her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Apostolic Ecumenical Network and all those that are associated with it in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up this United States, oh God, of America, oh God. God, we're crying out to you, oh God, in this hour, oh God, during this time, oh God, as we silence, oh God, the voices of the enemy in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we lift up blessings, we lift up favor, God, we lift up grace right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, over this nation, oh God, over this land, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for those whom you put in authority, oh God, and we pray, oh God, we pray, oh God, right now, God, for wisdom, God, for guidance, oh God, for divine knowledge, oh God. We pray for godly decisions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, for those that are in the cabinets with those that are in leadership, oh God, for the prophets, oh God, in the marketplace, oh God, whom you have, oh God, whom these leaders have the ear, oh God. God, to hear directly from you, oh God. We pray, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. They will hear directly from you, oh God, as we silence the voices of the enemy in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we lift you up. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. We bless you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and your guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call good evil and evil good, but that's exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. We confess that. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your holy word. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have exploited the poor and called it lottery. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyle. We have neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness with welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. Some of us have abused power and called it political savvy, or we've ignored it and chose not to vote at all. We have coveted our neighbor's possession and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity, pornography, and called it freedom of choice and expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our Father and of your word and called it enlightenment. Lord, search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Try us and see if there be some wickedness way in us and cleanse us. Please, Lord, cleanse us from every sin and set us free according to your holy will. Oh, Heavenly Father, let us acknowledge you in all our ways. Lord, let us seek not to our own understanding, nor conform ourselves to this world. But, Lord, we pray that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened so that we will know not just the hope of our calling, but the holiness of our calling. Lord, you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek you, you would then turn to us, inclining your ear. And Lord, the whole wave of violent ugliness in this country would shift. It will turn if your people will lift up their hearts and their hands to you in praise, prayer, and worship. Lord, we pray that you would lead us and guide our leaders into a place of holiness. Let them not fear what man will say, what the popular people will do, but let them fear what a holy God will do and will say. For surely, O Father, if we do not, you will judge this nation, its leaders, and its people. Oh, Heavenly Father, and we just ask for your mercy. We pray that we are found doing your will according to your way without hesitation and with a passionate fire. Oh, Heavenly Father, because you have had mercy on us. Lord, we seek your faith. We seek your way. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we surrender to you, and we lift up our leaders to you, our spiritual leaders, as well as our governmental leaders. O Heavenly Father, clean the corruption out of all of the dark places. Let your light of truth just expose the enemy. And let his hand be known and his face be cursed unto anyone that looks upon it. And let us not seek it nor be any part of it, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for your We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. As we continue, we encourage you as you are praying. Remember, we are praying for leaders and for those in authority, those that have rule over us. And if you are in your homes, we pray that you're in your quiet place, your secret place, that place where you can meet with the Father. We pray in that you have found a place of solace, that you can meet with him to enjoy his presence. Please make sure that you have the opportunity to participate in Holy Communion, foot washing, and or hand washing. As we are in this place, Holy Communion, foot washing, and just the atmosphere has been set up for you to go into the secret place and enjoy his presence and spend time praying. I have 26 different areas that we want to pray over and for leaders over these next few days. And so I'm just going to share them with the scripture and just ask individuals to get that scripture, and or I can share that scripture, but just to release a prayer from that perspective. The first area that we want to give consideration to is we want to pray that those leaders would be saved if they are not. And may we not think that just because someone is a leader, whether they are pastoral leaders, community leaders, governmental leaders, or those in authority, that they have a relationship with the Lord. And so 1 Timothy, the second chapter and the fourth verse says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. And so our prayer is that all men, every leader, every ruler, every individual in authority would be saved, and that they would come to the knowledge and the truth of Jesus the Christ. And so we're going to ask Brother John to pray according to 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the fourth verse, that all men would be saved and they would come into the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ.
And that will all men be saved in the knowledge that come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I so appreciate it when the men speak out and say, look, that the men would be saved, and that there's a knowledge of the Lord that they need to come into. And as they are saved and changed, households and communities and government is saved and changed. So thank you for that. So the second principle is that we pray that leaders will come into the knowledge of truth, according to 1 Timothy, the second and the fourth verse. And again, that is in conjunction with the one we prayed. So the third principle that we're praying is that leaders and those in authority would acknowledge, honor, and praise God, who has sovereign rule, who is the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth, according to Daniel, the fourth chapter and the 34th verse. It says, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes into heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High. I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And so I believe there's some leaders and those in authority who need to look up. And the moment they look up and acknowledge, that understanding will come back to them. So we just got to ask Deacon Dean to touch and agree with that, that leaders would look up and lift their eyes into the Lord, so that knowledge will be
discovered. Heavenly Father, we ask you, we plead for you to have the leaders look up and acknowledge you look up and show that you are the one that's leading us. That we follow you. When we follow your lead, we know what you want us to do, and to follow your word, and to get a better understanding, and to direct our path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Actually, you covered 3 and 4, because 4 was that we prayed that they themselves would rule by example. But let's look at that according to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse. We want to pray that every leader, every person in authority would lead by example. 1 Peter 5 and 3 says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And there is a place where we as leaders need to lead by example. So we're going to ask Sister Margaret to pray according to 1 Peter 5 and 3 that we would not lord over God's heritage, but that we would lead by example.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, and we ask that our leaders will humble themselves and to understand that we are the sheep, they are the shepherd. We follow by example, that the way that we look at the steps that they make when they walk upright before you, God, then we follow in that pathway. And we ask you, God, to give them strength, straighten their spines, have them stand up upright before you, do the right thing, walk the right way, say the right thing, so that we that follow will be able to do the same. We see the good works in you, and you are leading us, and that we will follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank God for it. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Marvin. Thank you. Just so that we can recap, one, we prayed that they would be saved according to 1 Timothy 2 and 4. Then two, we prayed that leaders would come into the knowledge of truth according to 1 Timothy 2 and 4. Three, we prayed that they acknowledge, honor, and praise God, who is the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth, according to Daniel 4:34. Four, we prayed that they themselves would rule by example, according to 1 Peter 5 and 3. And number five is, we pray that they will have and demonstrate the wisdom of God, according to James 1 and 5. And James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And so we pray according to that, that every leader would have wisdom, would have and demonstrate the wisdom of God.
Lord, we thank you that you have granted unto us an unlimited access to your holy wisdom. You said you would give it without rebuke. So those things that we did that were unwise, you won't beat us up about those things, but you will honor our desire to walk in your wisdom going forward. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will give courage to leadership to admit when they have been wrong, and to receive truth, and then to demonstrate it in every decision and every word that they do and they speak. Lord, we pray that the wisdom that you grant unto them, they will have the courage to stand by it and not compromise it and not waver. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that they will be humble and not be arrogant to claim it as their own, but to acknowledge it as having come from you for the good of all. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that their selfish desires would fade from them as your wisdom shines like gold, oh God, that they would receive the path. those things which you required, even when they caused him suffering and persecution. Lord, let them stand in courage against suffering. Let them accept it as a part of their responsibility for leadership. Heavenly Father, help their eyes to look to you and not to man. Oh, Heavenly Father, as they step out in the faith of the knowledge that they're receiving from you, they will not waver. They will keep their eyes on you. They will not consider money. They will not consider fame. They will not consider status, but they will consider eternity. And as a result, they will walk with a humble heart, a broken spirit, looking to you, seeking you, and rejoicing in the fact that you give them the wisdom of a sovereign God. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Overseer Paulette, for that prayer. Let us look at number 6, that we pray that leaders and those that have rule over us, everyone in authority, we pray that they will grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God, as seen in 2 Peter. We pray that they'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, and that was 2 Peter 3:8. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be both glory now and forevermore. Thank you, Minister.
God, we thank you according to 2 Peter 3:8, oh God, that our leaders, oh God, will grow, oh God, in grace, oh God, and grow in the knowledge of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not the knowledge according to man, not the knowledge according to the world, oh God, but the knowledge according to you, according to your word, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the leaders of God will hide your word in their heart, oh God, that they may not sin against you, God, that they bring forth your word, oh God, into, that you bring forth your word, oh God, into the remembrance, oh God, as they grow, oh God, in the grace, oh God, in the wisdom, oh God, in the knowledge, oh God, of you, oh God. God, we tear down the secular knowledge, we tear down humanism, oh God, and that, oh God, which is not like you, God, we lift up godly standards, oh God, godly rule, godly leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister April. We encourage you, if you are tuned in to Blog Talk and you are listening, if you want to be a part of this prayer, we ask that you just text me at 773-779-1300 so that we can click you in so that you can pray with us. We don't want anyone to feel excluded, and we appreciate everybody that's spending this time in prayer. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we thank God that he would send this group of people to come together to pray for our leaders and to pray for those in authority and those that have rule over us and our government. And so on tonight, for this 3-day summit, tonight we are praying for leaders. So the next one that we will look at, I believe, is number 7. Number 7, we are praying that they be filled with and walk in the Spirit of God. Be filled with and walk in the Spirit of God. Out of Ephesians the 5th chapter and the 25th verse. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so, Sister Margaret, we just going to ask that you pray that one.
Father God, we come before you, humble as we know how, but bringing our leaders, that they would, Father God, humble themselves, walk in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, live in Holy Spirit, so that their can be shown throughout their lives, Lord God, in your name, please just let them come before you, humble, bow down, just to seek you even the more, God. And once they are in Holy Spirit dwelling within them, then that will also pour over to us, Lord God, as the sheep that are following the shepherd. We ask you to fill them up, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, give them a desire to be filled with your Holy Spirit and to walk in holy with Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we love you and we praise you. Forever give your name the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Number 8 says that we pray that they will have the freedom to boldly share the word of God. We pray that they will have the freedom to boldly share the word of God. I think it's interesting that we're praying for leaders, and leaders are sometimes restricted from sharing boldly, having the ability to share the truth, whether it's because we have become people pleasers or we don't want to talk about something that may offend other individuals. But I pray on tonight that as leaders, we will boldly proclaim the word of God out of Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 19th verse. And Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 19th verse says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel."
To that prayer, we ask God to boldly give us the power to speak his word freely and boldly to each and every brother and sister desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Number 9 says that our prayer becomes that they will be able to minister by the grace of God given to them. We pray that they will minister, that leaders will minister by the grace of God given to them. Romans, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of the faith that we have." So may we serve according to what has been given to us and not others. Deacon Dean.
We pray that we follow the gifts that God has given to us. We pray that we work under his grace and that he expounds the gifts and shows us how to make them even more powerful and boldly spoken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May we work according to what we have been assigned to do. May we work according to what we have been assigned to do. I am so excited for this time of prayer, this time of the word of God and the prayer, because I believe that's a powerful combination. And if we want, anybody want to see a change, may we become the change that we want to see. And so as we have positioned ourselves just to become prayer on this evening for those in leadership, may the fervency of our heart, may the intent of our heart be that change happens. And may we represent that change by being here. And so we bless the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for those that are signed in and tuned in. And if you are texting us and you're letting us know you're here, let us know that you're either here online or you're here at the building and need to get in. Amen. Amen. So that we can accommodate every need that is before us. All right, we're going to talk about the 10th area. And the 10th area says, suggests that we pray that the shepherds, we pray that they that shepherd the flock will do it willingly and with a ready mind. They that shepherd the flock will do it willingly and with a ready mind. Out of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse, it says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but with a ready mind. And so, Lord, let that start in me first. Amen. All right, Prophet Connie, thank you for praying.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before you again, Father God, according to 1 Peter 5 and 10, we come in the name of Jesus, Father God, every shepherd, every leader that you have called, Father God, to be a shepherd over your people, Father God. They do it willingly, Father God, and be ready of mind, Father God. They are to wait and hear from you then, Father God. After they hear from you, Father God, they can feed your the flock of God. So we say thank you now, Father God, because you said it, Father God, that you will give us pastors after your own heart, Father God. So we just thank you for those pastors, Father God, and those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that feel like they are not able to do it willingly and they are not ready to do it. We ask you now, Father God, let your Holy Spirit just fill them, Father God, to the brim, Father God, that they will be another one of your shepherds, Father God, that willing to feed your people, Father God, and then, Father God, your people will hear from heaven, and then, Father God, you will heal the land, and then, Father God, they will be ready to go out and tell somebody else about your goodness and mercy, Father God, with our boldness, Father God. So we thank you, not ashamed of your word, Father God, and not have any type of fear, Father God. So we say thank you now, because your word is true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Just so that we can recap, starting at number 6, we pray that they would grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Number 7 said we pray that they would be filled with and walk in the Spirit of God, according to Galatians 5:25. Number 8 was that we pray that they would have the freedom to boldly share the word of God, according to Ephesians 6:19. Number 9 was that we pray that they would minister by the grace of God given to them, according to Romans 12:6. Number 10 was we pray that the shepherd, that they would shepherd the flock with willingly and with a ready mind, according to 1 Peter 5:2. And number 11 says that we pray that they would be diligent in the word and properly interpret it and apply it. That we would be diligent in the word and properly interpret it and apply it, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Evangelist Roberta.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you even now, Father God, as you look down upon our leaders, Father God. Father God, we ask you even now, Father God, to make their ears sensitive, Father God, to the leading of Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, we ask you even now, Father God, to help them to become diligent, Father God, in your word, Father God. Diligent in studying your word, Father God. Diligent in living your word, Father God. Diligent, Father God, in interpreting your word, Father God, that they may be able, Father God, to feed your sheep, Father God, the truth of your word, Father God, rightly dividing it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you even now, Father God, to open up the revelation of your word unto them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you even now, Father God, to breathe upon them, Father God, a fresh anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hunger and a thirst, Father God, for your holiness, for your righteousness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let them be examples before the people, Father God, in living your word, Father God, in studying your word, Father God, in preaching your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Father God, help them, Father God,
to be able to teach your people, Father God, how to study your word, how to interpret your word, Father God, as you teach them and lead them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we'll forever give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, Father God. Father God, help them to be the leaders that you ordained them to be, Father God, from the foundation of the world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, walking, Father God, in the power of your might, living in the power of your might, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as they preach your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your word go forth, Father God, out of their mouths as flaming fire, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As your word go forth, Father God, let the word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pierce hearts, souls, and minds, Father God, that your people will cry out, what must I do to be saved, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Evangelist.
Amen. And so the word of the Lord says to us, the 12th one that we will be looking at today, encourages us to pray for them that they rule their own households well. Number 12, pray that they rule well their own houses. According to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 4th and 5th verse, pray that they rule well their own house. Excuse me, 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 4th and 5th verse. 1 Timothy 3, 4, and 5 says, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man known not how to rule his own house, how then shall he take care of the church of God? Minister Kathy Pittman.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you today. God, give us the strength, the endurance, the fight, and the fight to follow you, God, to learn of you, God, to seek your face day and night, night and day, Father. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we would have the will and understanding and want the knowledge of how to follow you, God, not our will and not our way, Father. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of submission and obedience being released in us and in our household, God, being submissive to you and being obedient to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would search you morning, noon, and night, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that you are there every day and every night, ready to hear our cry, God, ready to hear our plea, God, that you hear our cries in the night hours, God, that you hear our prayers in the day, God, that you hear our praise, Father, not that you just hear it, but that you receive it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We honor you, Father. And Father God, we pray that you understand that we do need your help, God, to walk the path of righteousness. We do need your help, Father, to seek you and to help us turn from our wicked ways, Father. We thank you, God, that you understand that you we do need your help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for anything and everything that we do. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that from this day forward, that before we make any decision, God, that we would ask you first, God, what we should eat, what we should think, where we should go, where we shouldn't go, Father, which direction we should walk in, what we should pray, what we shouldn't pray, God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are there to lead and guide us. And I thank you, God, that you give us the power and the strength and the knowledge to stand, endure, and overcome. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are excited and we are humbled at that which the Holy Spirit desires to do amongst us and with us. I believe we have some people on the line that desires to pray, and so we want to make sure that we incorporate them in this process. So I am going to connect the Isaac unit and Sister Arnett in to this prayer gathering and give them an assignment to in the area that they will be praying. And then we are going to partake of hand washing and Holy Communion. We're going to partake of hand washing and Holy Communion. So we're going to play some music, ask you to enjoy that ministry as we prepare to pull these individuals that we have on the line in, and as we prepare ourselves to participate in some of the sacraments of the Lord. I so appreciate you all who are tuned in and listening, and you all who are here and participating. We appreciate the ministry of the sanctuary, the secret place that has been so eloquently created so that we could enjoy the presence of the Lord. And so we're just going to ask that you give yourself to this ministry of worship right now as we play Holy. And when we come back, we will begin to pray and intercede and bombard the heavens.
Righteousness, you judge and make Father God, we are to speak through through your precious Holy Spirit, Father God. And Father God, through your power, Father God, the chains will fall off of them, Father God. And they will have the desire, Father God, to come and seek after you, Father God, because it is you that draw them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for you give us your life, your spirit, Father God, and your truth, Father God. And you draw us out of the muck and the mire, of the dirt and the clay and the stench, Father God. And you lead us, Father God, to desire the more and the hunger and the thirst after you. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings of life, truth, prosperity, Father God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Arnett, for that ministry of prayer. We're going to go to number 15. I know that I didn't do number 14, but we're going to go to number 15 right now. And this will, it says, we want to pray that they will labor with others, laborers in the Lord. Pray that they will labor with other laborers in the Lord. And that's out of 1
That is out of 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9. That's pray that the leaders will labor with other leaders in the Lord. Is that the prayer for the Isaac unit? Yes, I had to. Out. That's for the Isaac unit. Pray that leaders will labor with co-leaders, laborers, from 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 9.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right.
Go for it.
All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O God. We always acknowledge your presence in our lives, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for the gifting in others. O God, we pray even now, O God, that you will continue to stir up the gifts that's within inside us, O Heavenly Father. O God, I pray that we don't have a fear, Heavenly Father, when it comes to serving others, O God, and as well as serving with each other in ministry. And so, God, have thine own way, O God, in our lives. Thank you for quickly removing within us, oh God, anything that will keep us, God, from working with one another, oh God. Whether it's a fear of rejection, oh God, if it's hatred or hurt, oh God, or anything that is oppressive and depressive and trying to keep us away from receiving the inheritance that's in one another, oh God. So thank you, Heavenly Father. You are knitting us in love, and we don't have to have that fear, oh God, because only those who fear, according to your word, is those who fear punishment. And so there is no punishment, oh God, when we labor with one another, oh God. But teach us, oh God, to be able to labor with one another with so much compassion, oh God, and so much love. So, Lord, fill us even now, oh God. Fill us more with your love, oh God. Fill our hearts, oh God. Fill it to the rim until it overflows, oh God, and we have no other choice, oh God, but to be with one another and rely on one another, oh God, and teach us to continue not to hurt one another, oh God, but to speak life, oh God, and love to those that we are laboring with, oh God, because the kingdom of God is suffering violence, oh God, and you are calling all of us to be knitly joined together, oh God, so that we can do the work of the ministry, and we ask all things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I know we have other numbers on the line. I don't know who they are. So is there anybody else on the line that desires to be a part of this? If not, no? All right. Well, we thank all of those who are on the line who have prayed and who have prayed silently, interceding. We are going to close this segment of our prayer summit out, and we are going to ask if anybody that is on the line or here that will be here tomorrow, so that we'll know who desires to host tomorrow's prayer summit between the 6 and 9 o'clock hour. Please let us know tonight so that we can give direction to that. So if anybody is interested in hosting, and that just simply means being here and being made prayer during that time frame. And then on Friday, we know that Prophet Connie Henderson will be hosting Friday's prayer summit, hosting it and closing it out from 6 to 9. So we do ask that you come and be a part of that. So we appreciate you all's presence here. Father, we do bless you and we glorify you. We exalt your holy and your righteous name. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and God alone. You are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our high priest, Lord. We thank you that you make intercession on our behalf, Lord. God, we thank you that you are touched by that which touches us, Lord. That which concerns us, Lord God, concerns you. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you have shed and shown for us and towards us. And so, Father, we honor you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Father, I thank you that I am saved, God, and that makes me safe, Lord. And God, I thank you for the work of Christ, because that sanctifies me, Lord. And then I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, because that's my security. And so I bless you for that. I pray, Lord, for every leader, that we would find that secret place. Oh, Father, I pray Psalms 91 be upon us, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that we would understand something about dwelling, Lord God, and the safety of dwelling in you in that secret place, Lord God. I pray, Father God, your blessings upon these, your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to us, Lord God. Thank you that you're faithful. God, we appreciate your faithfulness. Thank you for modeling faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you had, Lord God. Such a great love, Lord, that you forsook your son so that we would be able to say that you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that you poured out on him so that you would not have to pour out on us. And so we bless you for that. We are humbled. God, we are humbled by that. Such an act of love, such an act of love. Our minds cannot even conceive. Our minds cannot conceive. So all we can do is just say thank you. God, thank you. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you that there is now, therefore, no condemnation. God, I thank you that there is no condemnation. Thank you that you are loving us and you're teaching us how to be loved. You're removing the pain that we feel regarding love. God, thank you that love, your love covers a multitude. God, we bless you for that. We bless you for that. We lift up every leader, every person in authority, every person in government. That mountain, we lift it up before you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that every high thing that has exalted itself against you is coming down. It's coming down. Thank you that we're covered. Thank you, God, that we're covered. God, we thank you that we're covered. We pray your peace and blessings be upon these, your people. Thank you for this secret place, this place that has been created that we may be able, that has been created, and then the atmosphere of the creation that ushers us into another dimension in your presence. And we bless you for that. We bless you for that. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Even in our unfaithfulness, you're faithful. We love you, we glorify you, and we exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For those people here and for those people that are listening via Blog Talk, if you will text me at 773-779-1300, I will give you the information of the times that this secret place will be available tomorrow during the first prayer watch. I'll give you the times and the individuals that will be hosting it. Again, for those individuals that are here and on listening via Blog Talk, thank you so much. We so appreciate your presence and your prayers. And you can text me at 773-779-1300, and I can give you the information for Thursday and on Friday. Prophet Connie will host and close it out. And those that we won't see Thursday, we won't see Friday, we look forward to worshiping with you on Sunday. Love you so much. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And as you prepare for Sunday, do not forget that Sunday is Youth Sunday. And so I'm so excited about what they've done in the sanctuary and that the youth get to worship in this place and set it ablaze, set it on fire. And so I'm excited about the anointing that they will release in here. And service will start promptly at 10 a.m., so you do not want to miss it. And don't sleep on our babies because you don't think they have anything to bring to the table. Because the word of the Lord, it says, suffer not the little children. And so in other words, this, there is no junior Holy Spirit. Amen. Kingdom Church says, except you come as one of these little ones. And so we are encouraged that they even have a desire to be and to allow the Lord. And remember our prayer focus for our youth. We are praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, cloven tongues of fire be released upon them, that they will operate in their destiny, in their full purpose, that they will come to understand the purpose and call of God upon their life, and that this will be the generation that prepares the way for the coming of our King. So we encourage you to be praying for our young people. Become prayer for their destiny. We talk about them, we point our fingers, we want to kind of snatch them up and sit them down, but let's lead by example and let's do the greatest thing that we could do for them, which is become prayer, not that they'll be what we think they need to be or what we think is correct, but that they will represent, and they will represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they will do it with the grace that's upon them and not the grace that's upon us. Amen. And so I'm excited about that because they're going to walk into their own, I'm looking forward to watching the Holy Spirit move through them. And so come on and get caught up with us on Sunday at 10 a.m. Love you and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye.